Tonight, each and every show, as you know, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. We like to tee it up. Victoria Jones, one of our faves, is with us in the wings. Victoria, never a dull moment in Washington. I know we often joke about it, but it's really true. You've covered Washington for a while now. And have you seen this much, I'm going to call it stuff, between scandals, policies, things getting ready to be ruled on with the Supreme Court, big things, in other words. Have you ever had this all collide at one time this much in the last, 6 weeks?
No. It just doesn't stop. I mean, I can't handle it anymore.
I know. I can't handle it anymore. There's too much information. It's crazy. All right, so the big thing that everybody wants to talk about is this Edward Snowden and the NSA. And the NSA chief, General Alexander, said that there's so much that people don't know. I'm kind of paraphrasing. And he would like to make information public. What's been the latest twists and turns with this?
Well, I mean, there was one very dramatic moment, actually. Senator Jeff Merkley, Democrat of Oregon, spoke for many, and many in your audience, when he got his Verizon phone out, and he started waving it from his seat. And as he waved his phone, he asked Alexander to explain, what authorized investigation gave you the ground to seize investigation on his call and those of millions of other Americans?
That's crazy.
And Alexander tried to sidestep the question, saying the Department of Justice was responsible for outlining the legal authority, blah, blah, blah. But he did say he would make an effort to provide an explanation to the committee. I will work hard to do that, and if I can't do that, I'll come back to you and tell you why. And Merkley did ask, how in a democracy can you have a debate if you can't talk about what the plain language of the law means?
Yeah, exactly. A very, very good point was made there. I love the execution of pulling out the phone, the Verizon deal. I thought that was high hilarity for sure. Something that wasn't didn't have a light moment is the Senate panel voting to keep assault cases in the military's chain of command. Boy, that was a big a blow to at least one senator, wasn't it?
It was a big blow to both Senators Kist and Gillibrand of New York and Senator Barbara Boxer. They were the real two co-sponsors, although there are 27 sponsors on this bill, including at least four Republicans on this amendment. This was an amendment by Gillibrand that would remove military sexual assault cases from the chain of command and give it to military prosecutors. And she is one of now seven women on the Senate Armed Services Committee. There have never been that many women on seven Armed Services Committee. She's really taken the lead on military sexual assault cases. And Senator Carl Levin, who's the chair and who has been there a long time and who has very close connections with the military, said, I'm going to introduce an alternative which establishes a review process for sexual assault cases where a commander decides not to prosecute. And it also makes it a crime to retaliate against victims of sexual assault, which everyone agrees with. But it was really a slap down to her measure. And his went through.
Wow.
It went through.
Wow. Yeah, so, they're going to have to handle their own. They eat their own, they have to handle their own, as somebody told me in the military. I thought, wow, that is a terrible expression. But it's, they're trying to keep it in-house, I guess, and that's surprising because I personally like the idea of the independent counsel, somebody, an independent investigator going in.
It had a lot of support in the public. It did.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we move from that to abortion ban making its way through the House. What's happening with that?
Well, the House Judiciary Committee passed a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. And now the bill would actually narrow the window that's currently set out in federal law and the Supreme Court, which is 24 weeks. And And obviously, it doesn't really stand very much chance of getting through the Senate, but this is what the House Judiciary Committee did with its time, and it's what the House will probably do. And it's something belonging to Representative Trent Franks of Arizona, who astonished and horrified some people when he said today, you know, and he was arguing with the Democrats about an amendment that Democrats wanted to allow rape and incest victims to get abortions. He said, you know, the incidence of rape resulting in pregnancy are very rare.
Yeah. The Republicans need to reel in some of these people. Are you kidding me?
He tried to walk it back later by saying pregnancies from rape that result in abortion after the beginning of the 6 months are very rare. But that's not what he said.
No, that's not what he said. Wow. They need talking points. I don't know. That's bad. That's bad. It's certainly starting to get a lot of play. There's no question about it. Victoria Jones, thank you so much for, as always, for coming here on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, so we'll have more as we kick around the question of national security and how much is too much as far as dumpster diving is concerned and spying on us. That's another way to put it. The National Security Agency chief, Keith Alexander, told the Senate crew that the operations have prevented scores and scores of possible terror attacks from occurring. He wants to make them public. Will they actually do that? I think it's a moot point as far as running the current PRISM program because they got to chop that up. The playbook's out there, as I've already said. We're going to jump to that certainly in this hour, plus some odds and ends, wild things happening across the country, including this. Many of you right now may be barely listening to me because you have in the background the sound of massive rain. There's tornado watches, warnings stretched across the Midwest. Massive storm. Menacing is the best word to use. Some of the biggest spots in from Boston to Cleveland to Columbus, Ohio, and everywhere in between. A tornado was spotted at about 8 o'clock Eastern near Savannah in northwest Illinois. They're worried about other tornadoes maybe rolling through because the conditions are perfect for it in Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, and Indiana. It's a supercell system that is carrying kind of baseball-sized hail and significant conditions for a tornado. So here we go again. Here we go again. Do you know that one in five of us has been affected by these major storms this year? We already got people without power in some of those states that I just mentioned. And we're talking about an enormous area of the east, even stretching from New York south to Atlanta with damaging wind gusts and that heavy, heavy rain, you know, that we've been talking about. I mean, a downpour of it where you can barely hear. That's why I said maybe some of you are listening to me, but you can barely hear because of the sound of the pounding water. So it's this wild, hot air stream up from the south churning over the atmosphere over Minnesota, bringing us to some of this ugly, nasty, unbelievable weather. There is a name for it, derecho. Oh, watch out for derecho. On the flip side, more on the NSA and how far is too far. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight in New Jersey and in the Northeast, be careful there. They're talking about sandbags, getting them ready. That's what COP tells us, South Jersey, where I'm from, saying that they're worried about it because they're expecting to be walloped by this storm that I just mentioned. Derecho. Yeah, that's crazy. It'll wreck you. I mean, seriously, this storm system. I know about these storms lately, having kind of weathered a couple of different tornadoes, but this kind of storm can cause damage very similar to a tornado. But what's different about it, as was explained to me by a weather person, it moves along a straight line. So if you know the word derecho, it means direct, it means straight. And so when you get into a cab, it's like, derecho, that's what you're saying. I remember saying that when I was over there. But anyway, that's why it's called that. So you've got this wind damage that, to qualify for this, has to be about 240 miles long and has wind gusts of 58 miles an hour or higher along the path that it chooses. And it's a weird phenomenon, a weather phenomenon, but they're saying it is ripe for it this week. We're already seeing it. Last June, a derecho, which had wind of about 100 miles an hour, went from Illinois to the Mid-Atlantic. And remember, 13 people were killed. People forget about this because we have so many storms. And there's a billion in damage. And then which is what happens here, is people are left without power. 4 million people didn't have power, and then there was that crazy heat wave, and that's what really took the lives of a lot of people. I always say this, but now because we're seeing these storms that I'm trying to paint the picture for you, you gotta be emergency prepared. Whatever your definition of emergency prepared is, please go and get a generator. Go and have flashlights, whatever it is you need, water, all those supplies, so that you're not caught in the middle of something like this and you're stuck You know that where you see people and they're just kind of, I call it the circle dance, where people are stunned that it's happened. Their house is half off or some other horrific thing has happened. And they're going around and around in the circle because they can't focus. What do I do? What do I do? I can't find my money. There's no electricity. I can't go get money. Oh, the stores, there's nothing. So you're doing the circle dance. You don't have to do the circle dance. Just take an hour or two and get prepared. For goodness sake, here on this network, we advertise a lot of great products. But whatever you do, wherever, go to the store, get that water, start there. Start with the flashlight, something, because we keep seeing these things pop up, as I said. About one in five of us, that's a huge number, have been affected by various elements of crazy storms. Not a derecho necessarily, but tornadoes, hurricanes, all kinds of things. And it just seems to be getting worse. So you don't want to be caught with no power, no way to get somewhere, no place to lay your head because the local hotels are booked up, or it doesn't matter because they don't have electricity either. So just throw that out. Speaking of being prepared or not being prepared, there's a big question as to what Edward Snowden did before he decided to leak all that information. And so now the idea is painting a picture of he sells his stuff, he makes beeline to Hong Kong, and Hong Kong was the place to land because there they have sort of westernized law. Although it can always be trumped by the Chinese, who are caught in a kind of a strange deal here. Since if you think about technology and you think about spying, what do you think the Chinese do to their people? And look at how many problems they've had in letting certain things be read on the Internet in China and how they're trying to control the Internet. So Snowden, high school dropout, worked his way into the computer IT areas of U.S. intelligence. He's a defense contractor. Then he takes the thumb drive, gets what he thinks is ridiculous amounts of information that are being pulled from Americans, and decides, you know what, I'm going to leak this to a favorable reporter, a guy out of the UK who writes for The Guardian. So the blowback to that is the NSA chief is getting asked all these questions from, you know, why this contractor? How does he get his hands on this information? And what is it that we've prevented by having this PRISM program or other programs in place at the NSA as far as somebody trying to blow us to bits in some part of the country, you know, whether it's a subway or a plane or some suburb or at some ball game or who knows what? You know, spin the wheel of misfortune and just choose whatever the target is. So General Keith Alexander first had this to say about how does Snowden get in this spot.
Some of these folks have tremendous skills to operate networks. That was his job for the most part from the 2009-10 was as an IT, a system administrator within those networks.
And then the rest of that is, where do we go from here, General?
Getting information after an attack only allows us to police it up. We have to have some way of stopping it while it's going on, so we need to be able to see it. Dozens of terrorist events that these have helped prevent. I want the American people to know that we're trying to be transparent here, protect civil liberties and privacy, but also the security of this country.
So there's some tough questions to ask. How do you feel about, from the technology sense, the government dumpster diving on your privacy? Or do you say, well, you know what, it's a necessary evil, and if I put myself out there online anyway, especially if we're talking about social media kind of stuff, well, I've said whatever I have to say, and who can't see it? Because everybody wants that 15 minutes of fame, since the most read thing in this country is People magazine. And then you come back to the question of Snowden, and pretty much with everything that I've seen, this is a split deal as far as people supporting him and people furious and thinking he's a traitor and needs to pay the ultimate price. Hong Kong, unless he just leaves there on his own volition, once the charges are out there, Hong Kong has an extradition policy with the United States, but They don't have to extradite him. There are a couple of different legal loopholes they can jump through in Hong Kong, and China can veto it, which is interesting because they have some authority over the courts there. So a Gallup poll released on Wednesday found that 44 of Americans believe Snowden did the right thing by releasing details about this classified surveillance program. 42 say, brother, it is wrong. And 14 are unsure. 14 are unsure if our civil liberties are being violated or if the real violator is Snowden. And questions about why would he do this and all that kind of stuff are really starting to swirl around as to what is it that makes this guy tick? What is it that made him want to weather the fallout over these revelations about the NSA's intelligence gathering? And, this is the volley or the shot heard around the world, part two, only it's over information. And there's supposedly there's more to drop, whether that's just some great big tease or not. But, you know, the big bombshell is the fact that we've been hacking computer networks around the world for years and targeting these data pipes that push immense amounts of information around the Internet. That's what Ed Snowden told the South China Morning Post on Wednesday, because he wanted to dump out more information that he had. And about 61,000 reported targets of the National Security Agency, Snowden says, are, you know, thousands of computers in China. And that's what we're after. So think about China and why would they want to know that. Of course, they want any information Snowden has to provide. I think they would rather squeeze him, do the rendition thing, than anything that they could possibly do to try to peel out some more information. But this is this whole NSA thing and the data dumps and all that, that's not a secret. There's a book out that's been out for a couple of years called Top Secret America, and all of that is in there. Contractors working, all that kind of stuff. I think it's just the mountains of information that maybe some of us didn't realize just how deep they were going. Ooh, and lawsuits, man, popping up everywhere. All right, meet me on the flip side. A little bit of odds and ends in between. You can join in, 855-266-KATE.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. 571-7702 or click bensdiscountsupply.com. For camping, home, or bug-out location, bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces the door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Across this great nation. So how about it? Are you sandbagging it, getting ready for this horrific derecho type weather? In New Jersey, 1 month of rain. 1 month of rain, as our pal cop is the weather cop too for us, in a few days. How many can relate to what he's saying? I know in Minneapolis, where the mothership is of this great network, they're saying the same thing. Boy, they are tired of rain. Rain, rain, rain. Now, we all know what it's like to live in Seattle. Except for in Seattle, they get that misty stuff. They don't necessarily get all these giant downpours that some of us have been suffering through with hail and all that other stuff. It's rough. And the type of storm, the straight line storms, can be so dangerous. You see those dark clouds that form, and where is your mind instantly going? What are you thinking of the second, and you can't help it, the second that you see it, because of all the tornadoes that recently we've seen that have been forming. Absolutely, absolutely crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. We can't get enough of this whole NSA thing, and I think it's because we're so split on this. You know, you could do one of these things where I bet if you took a little survey of your neighborhood, you're going to find people who say he's a traitor. You're going to find people who say, no, this guy's a hero. He's a whistleblower. He is the definition of whistleblower. And here's the deal. Edward Snowden knows that they're coming after him. He knows by doing what he did that he was putting himself in that position. Now in Hong Kong, they're having a big rally for him. Like hundreds of people are expected to show up for that. And that's a way to kind of stage that and keep him, you know, where he is. In other words, keep him in Hong Kong. He revealed to The Guardian on Sunday that whole, you know, that he was the source of the leak of the information about how vast the national security agency surveillance programs were about collecting our info, both with us and foreigners. And so he's blown the lid off of this himself, realizing what was coming down the pike, and saying he knows there's going to be punishment for exposing the classified info, but he couldn't allow his conscience to continue going down the path that it was going. He didn't feel good about it. He said allowing the government to destroy, you know, privacy, internet freedom, and basic liberties for people around the world with massive surveillance, with this massive machine that they're secretly building. James Clapper is all over this. The director of national intelligence couldn't be more furious, I understand. He's doing a damage assessment, trying to figure out all these disclosures. What does this mean? Rip up some of these programs. And I think that some people were aware and they knew that this was happening. They just, I'll say it again, they didn't understand what PRISM was. They didn't realize how vast it was to tap into those servers and really what that meant. An interesting twist in this is Congressman Pete King, who says if Snowden lacked the backbone to do it to his superiors and then leak the NSA data, as he claims, then the government has to prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law and begin extradition proceedings now. We have to make it clear that no country should be granting him asylum, that this is a matter of extraordinary consequence to American intelligence. Do you think that? Do you think that this is going to just destroy all of our operations because he blew the whistle on the NSA? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, what do you think?
Well, Kate, I was listening to everybody talking about this on the radio today, and something hit me. You know, before, let's say I was convicted of, you know, some terrible deed, and some of the evidence was a tape recording of a conversation that I had when I called Kate Delaney.
Yeah.
That would have been produced, that would have been taken to court, the conversation, the transcript. Now, what they're saying is, oh, we're not taking transcripts, and we are not recording. We are just taking the numbers down. Take Delaney's number and Tomas's number, and we see that he called. So, but you know, in the past, the conversation, you know, what I said would have been the damning factor that would send me to jail. But in the future, it's just going to be the association. You know, you called, you know, the mental health clinic, boom. That means you probably, you have a mental problem, but you called Pakistan, boom. You know, it's association is going to trump the conversation. And I hate to sound like, you know, Jesse Jackson, but that I think is a big problem if we end up getting convicted on who we called instead of what we said when we called. Because that's what they're saying now. All they're doing is getting the numbers down.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that's it's a problem. Now, this guy, I don't know, they say now the more information is coming out that, you know, he didn't even make it through high school and, you know, he was living in his mama's condo and, I don't know. But the NSA is not really denying that they went to T-Mobile and Verizon and got all the numbers. They're not denying that. You know.
No, they're not denying it. And you bring up a good point because Tomas, thanks, one of our good callers, he, you know, as he's sitting there and talking about, we're talking metadata is what it is, and he's right, you could link those calls. You say, well, so what? Well, what if they decide to link something to me that doesn't really match up with whatever it is? Then I'm guilty by association or the assumption of what's going on could be very, very scary. It's like the editing of sound bites. So many of you complained about that. Remember how things were turned around during the election several times when something was taken out of context, and of course the controversy sells, so that's what happens. Just using a little tiny snippet of something and butting it up to something else, and it doesn't make sense, and it makes it sound different, and that's metadata. You can do it with that, and certainly we know that that is part of what's happening. But I say it again, we knew that information was being collected. People used to make jokes about it. I think it's that some people have woken up, and plus the PRISM thing, thinking of the servers and what's pulled from the servers, besides the phone records too as well, the reality of all of that is starting to hit a lot of people. And really, if you look at the letter of the law, and this is going to be the tricky thing, the NSA surveillance, you can absolutely, if I was an attorney, make an argument that this isn't the letter of the law. This is legal. Trust me, the Patriot Act kicked so much of this open. As somebody said to me today, this is post 9/11. So sorry if you don't like it, but it is post 9/11. And we can argue about the Constitution till we're blue in the face, but you're not going to win that argument against the government, trust me. Even some of the strongest, best constitutional lawyers that could get involved in this. And trust me, there's a bunch of lawsuits that are already being filed. So the president and the people that line up with him will tell you that the telephone metadata gathering is a legitimate way to exercise the state power, because all three branches of government have signed off on it. That they've signed off on it. But even there's a little bit of controversy sticking to it. Because what did the lawmakers know outside of the small circle of members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees? They knew all of it. But what did everybody else know? And then you have the craziness of the FISA courts with their non-adversarial government-only proceedings, and that's been pretty, pretty murky. So nobody knows it. Nobody's reporting it. It's very, very lame. It's lame to not know the details of that when you hear that we're being dumpster-dived on by the government. So if people were duly briefed on this in that small circle on the surveillance programs, did they not allay some of the fears they assumed their constituents were having and would have over what has become a crazy, crazy, I think, grab for power? That's what it is. It's a grab for power, and it shows how much imbalance there is between the government and the rest of us. It's the us's and the them's. So which are you? Are you the them's? Are you the us's? I'm an us. I'm assuming many of the people that listen to the show are us's. I know some of the them's, and the them's, I think, like the fact that they have drawn a line in the sand and that they can easily wave their hand and say, this is necessary because of terrorism. These are the tactics we have to take. Get off our back. You just have to be careful how much of that diving you'll let them do, because it's all good until it happens to you. Then all of a sudden they're linking your information to something else, and you're trying to explain that away, and you have no defense for it. You sound like a crazy person. You're doing that circle thing again, over and over and over. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is
to Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And ends coming around the final turn here this hour anyway of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. If you're out there fighting the elements, man, I'm thinking of you, thinking good thoughts. That hail is pounding down. Be careful. Don't do foolish things. Become emergency ready. If you have to go through this, do whatever it takes to put yourself in a better position if you get slammed with another crazy storm like Derecho, which is only hitting some areas already. There are others that will hit it in the next day. So the IRS, I have two friends, actually, that work in the government. And guess where they work? The IRS. Yes, the IRS. So I do have a little scoop on the IRS, but is so much of it is tumbling out now because Danny Werfel, who is the new commissioner, he doesn't want more chumming in the water. You know what chumming is when you're looking for sharks and so you're throwing out blood and throwing out pieces of dead fish. He doesn't want that anymore. He wants to just know where all the bodies are buried and move forward. But let's see if the top cop who has the power can hang on to that and continue to say this is the way we're going to roll in the new IRS. In the meantime, and this is why this is happening, as somebody was telling me today, they were talking about spy equipment. The IRS was buying a whole bunch of it including coffee trays with hidden cameras and cameras that could be hidden in plants. And they decided to cancel that purchase order, and they were rushing it initially just a week or so ago. So they were trying to meet that deadline. You know, when you get these purchase orders done, it's a real pain in the rear end. You work for the government or you work for a school district or whoever, and that's one of the hoops you have to go through. So they were rushing to get it in. And there was a handful that we were talking about, you know, four cameras here, four cameras there, whatever. And the purchase order said the IRS already had some of those items, and it would be better if they, you know, they would be a better competitor if they would need to demonstrate the equipment. So they wanted to have more of it. And, you know, vendors, that's what they're looking at, getting stuff from vendors. So what was that about? Who were they going to unleash the secret cameras on? And this is on the heels of last week detailing $50 million in pathetic spending on conferences where some of the employees for the IRS stayed in luxurious digs, their own suites and whatnot in Las Vegas. And we don't go over this again, but they paid a keynote speaker $17,000 to paint pictures. To paint pictures, for goodness sake, it's ridiculous. So the IRS is eating itself. It is. It's ready to implode almost. Oh, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? Have it implode, and then we could actually have a flat or a fair tax, have that discussion. Flat tax would probably be my choice. But it's still not happening anytime soon, even though the three dreaded letters have to be the most hated agency in the government, or certainly in the top five, definitely in the top five. So isn't it funny that they canceled that? Oops. We want to be a little bit more transparent. We can't order those surveillance items anymore because people are looking to see what we're purchasing. And we'll have to answer questions. We don't want to have to answer any questions on that. So let's just leave it at that. Let's not do that. Let's forget about that. Speaking of the IRS, and this isn't a secret, one of my pals in Philadelphia was telling me about it, that some of the IRS agents are now training with AR-15 rifles. So when you say, IRS dude or woman training with these rifles, why are they training with them? Because they're going to have to go hunt down people who cheat them out of the Obamacare money on the individual half-baked measures that will kick into place in 2014. They feel like they're targets, that's why. They're saying, they're not saying what I understand to be true. They're worried about being a soft target. They're worried about people wanting to be able to kill others who work in the IRS because of political groups and the targeting of political groups. What happened in that Cincinnati office? They're worried about blowback, serious blowback. So the answer is, on the surface, they'll say, the IRS Criminal Investigation Unit needs controls. They need law enforcement tools, weapons, all that kind of stuff, and we use them. So that's what that's about. It's not about anything else. I don't think so. I think they're worried. I mean, and it's true. They're looking into money laundering and drug trafficking and offshore bank accounts and all that kind of stuff and Medicare fraud, and there would probably be some people that would willingly pick them off if they were in their chili, if they found out about it. But I think that part of the reason is because they're so, so worried about the blowback with the Tea Party and with anybody who has a patriot in their name. They were so furious that they know that they got stonewalled, and this was during the election. In some instances, stonewalled for way too long of a time, not just a handful of months, more than that, a couple of years, which is ridiculous. And see, you're in that situation. What recourse do you have? You're ringing them up. They say they're going to get it done. They give you crazy questions, more paperwork, and then guess what? It doesn't get done. It doesn't get done. All right, this is my final blow, and it's over FEMA. FEMA denied the extra aid to a place called West Texas. Remember the big fertilizer plant that exploded? And, of course, those pirates didn't have insurance. There's no money you're going to squeeze out of them, or very little anyway. So FEMA won't give up the additional cash to help rebuild the town. I have a couple of theories on this. One, it's a rural area, so it might be, hey, they're out in the sticks. Oh, our heart bleeds for them. Americans are giving them money. We don't need to be there with a bucket of our own. We've already given them millions of dollars of aid, so we don't need to come up with any more. Think of the 10 first responders and their families. Think of how sad that is. The president, for goodness sake, went there. Couldn't get there fast enough after West felt slighted because, sadly, it happened the same time as the Boston Marathon was blown up. So less money to pay for public repairs to roads, sewer lines, pipes, and a school that was destroyed. And that has to be rebuilt. And they don't have to do anything. But if they don't rebuild it, boy, that town is not bouncing back. FEMA said that they've approved, and see, people think they're getting a whole bunch of cash. It's not getting cash in hand. It is instead low-interest loans to people. So they would have given them low-interest loans to the people in West. So they're definitely impacted by this. FEMA is paying 75% of the cost for the debris removal. That's good. And they're going to reimburse the state and the area for the initial emergency response. That also is very, very good. But FEMA denied the major disaster declaration both for public assistance, which would give money to the city to help rebuild, and for further aid down the line. So the West mayor was furious. He said, his name was Tommy Masuka, he said, I'm not sure what their definition of a major disaster is, but I know what I see over there, and it's pretty bleak. It's pretty bleak. FEMA has the ultimate power to say yay or nay when you're in a disaster, and they're saying no. They're saying no. Some money will be available through insurance payouts and other people chipping in, but they're not getting the extra money they need to rebuild. They think it's going to cost about $57 million. Woo, that's a whole lot of loot.
Your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.